Thank you for calling the Bank of Cardiff. This is Dennis. How may I help you?
Yeah, I'm calling about a line of credit.
Okay, sure. I can look into it for you. Did they happen to throw a reservation code on there by any chance?
2311-2801-0031-2028.
2028, excellent. How's your day going so far?
Good.
And this is for Eric? All right, Eric, and is this the best number to reach out that you called in from, Eric? The 603-365-5137? Okay.
Yep.
Does that happen to be a mobile number, or is that the actual business number for your company?
What's that?
Is this your actual mobile number, or would this be the work number for the company?
This is my mobile number.
Is it? Okay, perfect. Going to update that real quick. And they didn't have the name of your company there now that we're talking about it. What was your company's name, actually?
Northern Lights Landscaping.
Northern Lights Landscaping. I can remember that one. Are you guys up in Alaska? No, in New Hampshire.
New Hampshire.
Gotcha. And you guys are at 409 New Road, it looks like. Okay, excellent. So, yeah, it looks like your company was pre-qualified with us for financing for either equipment or working capital. You did mention the line of credit. So as far as that goes, was there a specific amount that you had in mind that would work for your company?
Tell me a little bit about your process.
Sure. Well, as far as the approval process, if was that your question or the actual
just the
loan
itself?
Okay. Well, the line of credit's based off your company, actually, off your company's revenue, the gross annual sales. A lot of banks will actually lend off of the net, but we lend off the gross, understanding that you have tax write-offs and things of that nature, so it just makes sense. But with that being said, usually what we're comfortable lending is right around 10% of your annual sales. So that can give you a good idea, ballpark, of what you can expect as far as the initial loan amount with us. With that being said, that loan is renewable. So once you're 50% paid in, halfway paid into it, you'll be eligible for more funds at a longer term and a lower cost. So that's one option we definitely do give you. As far as the actual terms go, they range. Some of my clients take terms as short as 6 months. Sometimes it's a year and a half. I have seen terms up beyond that, but not very often. Usually with your initial approval, it's try around 12 to about a year to a year and a half, actually, as far as an actual term goes. Fairly short term.
Yep.
And like I said, the loan itself is really just based off the revenue of the business. So, for example, what we usually look at to capture current cash flow would just be 6 months of business bank statements along with your most recent business tax return to give us a good idea of how the business operates and see if there's any trends or anything as far as seasonality or something of that nature, for example. And running through from there, it is a little bit credit driven, but we don't focus on credit so much. We understand that, especially since 2008, a lot of people went through defaults on homes and bankruptcies and things of that nature. A lot of people didn't make it. So we understand that some people are still recovering from that. So we don't focus on credit 100%, but it is a little bit of a factor. But the only factor it really plays in is the term itself. The better credit you have, the longer your term you qualify for. But it doesn't necessarily mean that it's a major factor we look at.
But what about your rates?
Well, the loan itself is not an APR loan. A lot of times, like I said, it's under a year, so it doesn't have an APR. But it starts out at 10 cents on the dollar. And goes up as high as 30 cents on the dollar, just depending on the risk factors that we find. So you could be paying back anywhere from $11,000 to $13,000 as far as that goes for $10,000, for example. The longer term, the higher cost of funds, just because it's a bigger risk to have the funds out there for a longer amount of time. But there's a lot of specials running too. I've had clients that qualified for 3 month pricing over 18 months, for example. So we're looking at a lot of different factors and kind of evolving that line of credit as well. It's unsecured, so it's not attached to any assets either. It's not going to be attached to equipment, for your property, vehicles, things of that nature. And it does not report on your personal credit either. We keep it off your personal credit report. It reports to Dun & Bradstreet and helps build business credit, for example, but as far as your personal credit, it's not going to affect your debt-to-income ratio or something of that nature if you're looking to utilize your current credit to purchase a vehicle or a house or something like that, where debt-to-income ratios do matter.
You do utilize Dun & Bradstreet?
Wait, it's reported through Dun & Bradstreet, correct? So it does help build business credit if that's something that you're looking to do as well. But that's really it in a nutshell. It's a little bit of a different kind of product. But it's been working, and we are able to lend, you know, a lot more than most banks will. We're a lot more lenient as far as that goes. So you guys are just, are you guys getting into your busier season right now, the summer?
Yeah.
I can imagine.
So then you just fill out the application. Is that what you do?
Right. I could either email it to you or fax it to you. And
I think I have it.
Do you? Okay. You can use that one. Otherwise, I have one that's a little bit more detailed that sometimes helps out. It's up to you. They're both pretty much the same, really.
Okay.
Did you want me to email that out with a list of items? Okay. I could email your application, or I could fax it to you.
I have one here.
Okay. Yeah, if you want to fax it to us, I believe the fax number's on there for you.
Let me see. Fax number. Should be 8823401777.
Yes, sir. That'll be it. And I would just include that with the 6 months of bank statements and your most recent business tax return. And that should be all that we actually need for you.
Thank you.
You too, Eric. Thank you, sir.
Bye.
Bye-bye.